I was saying to Lizzie that everything's changed in the country. It's that dreadful man Prescott. I hold him entirely to blame. Housing development's full of the wrong kind of people who get after things that put folk in the country to shame. And I grieve for poor Liz, who grew up on the farm but was forced to sell up much to local alarm. Now she's down at the arse end of poor Beauteng Street in a Barrett's home built where the Hunt used to meet. 'Cause there's money in bungalows sorrel in wheat. Now Lizzie is stuck amongst townies who don't know her name. This urban invasion, a scheme of new labours, means Lizzie has got some exotic new neighbours. They all seem obsessed with the birds and the bees, and there's rustling in bushes and swapping of keys. Their big city ways are corrupting the shires, as week after week they indulge their desires. Poor Lizzie's found out that a lesbian lives down the lane, and she wonders if life will ever be normal again. For the lady in question, who's built like a freighter, came in and suggestively waved a vibrator, then rather confusingly offered to plate her. Liz greatly regretted asking the girl to explain. Poor Lizzie then noticed the person who'd moved in next door. From which gender to which they are moving, she cannot be sure. She studies the washing that hangs on the line. That agent provocateur bra is divine. But the 5 o'clock shadow is surely a sign that something's amiss, is a mister amiss, for she calls herself fat, but she stands up to piss. Poor Lizzie can't take any more. Poor Lizzie went into the Cricketer's Arms, and why not? She was slightly confused because it seemed to have changed quite a lot. There was Mavis, her cleaner, wrapped round a pole, displaying a frightfully intimate mole. When a gerbil shot out and the barman cried, "Go!" The gerbil was fine, but you should have seen Mavis's twat. Then poor Lizzie stopped off at a loo that she often frequents. The ladies was locked, so she had to creep into the gents. It was there she discovered the meaning of cottage, when a fellow adjacent demanded some frottage. And all of this only a mile from Pease Pottage. Most insulting of all, as she sat in the stall, a finger or something was poked through the wall. Her barrister claimed self-defense. Poor Liz went to tea with a couple who'd moved down from Tring. She didn't object when they asked if she wanted to swing, for she likes Benny Goodman, but oh, what a shock when Neville, her host, put his hand up her frock and tried a position he'd learned in Bangkok. Lizzie's physio says that her back will be better by spring. Then poor Lizzie went walking out somewhere extremely remote and stumbled across devil worshippers killing a goat. In what's been described as an act of revenge, she was taken and tied to a slab at Stonehenge, and Roger by Satan and Dennis from Penge. And so now she's resigned to being confined, though the pills make her drowsy, the nurses are kind, it brings quite a lump to the throat. Poor old Lizzie, the 21st century makes her dizzy, not for her the sexual excess. The truth is she couldn't have liked it less. How perfectly charming.